In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
I want to begin this morning by reminding all of us that we are privileged to be in the season of light. And we have the special privilege this morning of welcoming the newly illuminated Son of God, Herman, who is in a sense a visible reminder, a visible manifestation of the great gift of the light that has shined upon all of us that we hear in the Holy Gospel today. We need to remember that whatever the world may be doing now, we remain in the season of light. And we remain in that season through the meeting of the Lord that comes up in early February. So it is especially appropriate for us to reflect a little bit on what this means for us. The gospel is beautiful. It reflects, of course, the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah. But when our Lord finally begins his ministry, what is it that he says? He begins to preach saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." That word repent probably needs to be explained a little bit, because if we actually look at what the gospels say in the original Greek, what the Lord is really saying is, change your hearts. Completely transform that which is most sacred to you and turn it back to me. That is really what repentance is all about. It is not about simply saying, I'm sorry. That's fine, but that's simply not enough. The difficulty and the great challenge and the great privilege that we as Christians have is to change our hearts. And we will not do this if we think of this as a solo act. We are saved in community, and it is through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit and with the aid of Christ himself that we engage upon the task of changing our whole heart and our whole mind so that we, in fact, love only the Lord God and, in second place, our neighbor as ourselves. Now, this, in fact, is a lifelong task. And it is not something that comes easily to us. The epistle that we read today in Ephesians talks a little bit about this question, because he talks about the fact that we are given grace according to each of us, according to the measure of Christ's gifts. So what does this measure mean? It means, of course, as the apostle explains, that there are different kinds of manifestations of the Spirit in the church. We're not all called to be apostles or evangelists. We're not all called to be bishops. We're not all called to be catechists. We have different kinds of tasks that have been given to us so that we can begin to measure up to the fullness of the grace of God that has been given to each of us. We are to attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. And remember, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, when we talk about the knowledge of God, we mean a relationship with him. This is not an intellectual exercise. It is part of that transformation of the heart so that we deepen this relationship with him. And it is in that that we attain to the unity of the faith. If we go on actually a little bit further in this section from Ephesians, we're reminded that once upon a time in our infancy, you might say, as non-believers or as beginners, we were tossed about by every word that might come across us. But it is precisely our task here not to be tossed about, but in fact to come to a knowledge of the truth in love. And so that, as the apostle says, everything and everyone, all parts of the holy body of Christ, work together for the building up of Christ in this world and in the world to come. We know that we have, in fact, come in the latter days. We know that the victory over death, sin, and the devil have been accomplished. But we also know that we, in fact, struggle. The powers of evil are, in fact, in retreat, but they are very dangerous. And we should make no mistake that this is what we fight against. And the only way that we have of guaranteeing that we come up to the measure of the grace that Christ has given us is to do precisely what we are doing right now. It is precisely when we come together to hear the word of God, to sing his praises, especially to give the great thanksgiving, which we are about to do, and which the newly illuminated Herman will be privileged now to receive for the first time, the body and blood of Christ. It is that which strengthens us. It is that which gives us life. It is that which makes us capable of beginning to come up to that measure of the grace of God that is given to us. And so in this season of Light, fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters of Christ, I encourage us all to take heart. There is so much that is going on in the world that is so depressing and is so upsetting. I don't care whether it's the political world, I don't care whether it's the condition of the churches in some cases, or in our family lives or in our communities. But we should, in fact, know already that the victory has been won, and that in this season of Light that is given to us, we should rejoice, because we know, in fact, that He has accomplished everything that is necessary, and it is now for us to work out, as the Apostle says, our salvation in fear and trembling, but that only happens with the grace and presence of God Himself. And therefore, let us give thanks to Him on this day, first of all, for witnessing the holy baptism and chrismation of the newly illuminated Son of God, Herman, and for all the blessings of this life. And may the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, therefore, the Lord of all the nations, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.